All right. I got the fan off to reduce noise, excess noise.
I wasn't hearing it.
The microphone picks it up.
Oh.
So, if you want to go ahead and start, I'm already starting to sweat.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Yep.
Five, four, three.
Are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story.
Hey, but, yo, yeah, smoke a blunt. Forget about it. Forget about
we,
it.
It's having a, we're all having a party. We're having fun. We like to have fun.
We like to have fun
you know
here.
What I'm saying? We like to have fun here.
No. Actually, if you're
I know we're supposed to be bringing the funny, Jake.
If you're listening to this podcast, you know. Actually, turn it off. Let's give them 5 seconds.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Two Grumpy Elephants. I am your host, Jason, and joining me is Jake.
What's up, everybody? How's it going?
We are an opinion-based podcast, guys. We're not shooting off facts here. We're just, you know, kind of picking, cherry-picking stories that we see throughout the week. And then, you know, we're just going to kind of talk about it, joke on it about it. So, you know, this is not your source of news. It's just a comedy-based, political-based, opinion-based podcast. So let's keep that in mind when we're shooting over to YouTube to check it out, okay?
Do we also do we keep that in mind when we are YouTube?
Well, that's where I was getting to. Jake, thanks for letting me get that in there. no, see, okay, what happened is, if you don't know, we put out a podcast last week. Now we're not that big yet. We're just getting started. So our average, you know, views was, you know, for the first few days was hovering around 50 to 60. Then it would shoot up to 80, 90, and, you know, up to 100. Right now, our last episode is sitting at, I think it last I checked, was still at 39 views.
And that's been for and the past fucking, what, four days now?
Last, yeah. And then, on top of that, just to try to help boost that episode, we put out a small PSA video, and that one also got swept under the rug.
And, you know, I do want to say, so that's got, I think that's got like 24 views on it now.
Yeah.
Now, when I uploaded it, it shot to 19 views really quickly.
Yeah.
And then...
It was fast. It didn't...
Yeah.
And then it just dropped.
Yeah. And that's been at 24 views
for a
long time now.
The only thing we think of, like we said in the PSA video, is, you know, we put a little jab at Biden in the title of the video, so... You know, we weren't happy with the video. We had some technical difficulties, so we were just... You know, kind of trying to spin a joke on it, but anyway, we're trying to go. We're gonna just keep going. You know, this is what we like to do, and we, you know, yeah, we want people to be able to see it, but you know, anyway. So there's that. A whole lot of shit's going on this week, though.
Yeah,
there's a lot of shit going on this week. I would like to start with a little light story. Well, it's not light. I mean, it just came up on Fox News. You know, all this, you know, talk about how the police are bad and all this, you know, there will be consequences of that kind of rhetoric. and we're seeing it. You know, this dude just got pulled over for a regular traffic stop and ends up, and dude, them cops were calm. Even the guy in the car was calm. But instead of getting out to give his wallet or whatever, he splashes some kind of chemical in his face. So I started looking, and you know, now cops in certain areas are not even pulling people over for minor traffic violations, which, whatever, nobody likes to get pulled over for a busted taillight. But there are always reasons for the cops to do that, you know. First of all, it's a safety issue. If your lights ain't working in the back, nobody sees you hit the brakes, then you're going to get rear-ended. So, but whatever the reason, they're deciding now, you know, it's not worth our salaries. It's not worth us going to jail to pull you over. So unless you're doing something crazy, I think they're just letting these guys go, because the leadership in Washington is just saying, you know, cops bad, crime good, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what else you really expect them to do. But when your house is getting robbed, just remember what side you're on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the next time you're calling 911 and you're stuck on a fucking 10-minute wait time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also just see this, which was interesting. The mother of, what was the guy's name? Do you remember the guy's name that was shot by the police officer, but he was paralyzed? Something. Hold on. I can find
it. What happened last week?
Maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I think it was. But anyway, she blasted BLM big time. Blasted him, called him frauds. Not really sure all of it, because I didn't give a shit enough to read about it. But I just thought, you know, you're going to get what you ask for. If you're talking about defunding the police and all this shit, you will get what you ask for. If I was a police officer, I'd be looking a new job.
Oh yeah,
straight up. I would not be putting my life and my family's, you know, financial security or whatever in jeopardy just to be a cop. Now it's not worth it. They don't get paid enough for this bullshit. You know, we did have an incident with. All right, see, I'm gonna get on this one, but I don't know, Jake, if this is one of your stories or not. And if it is, I'll shut up. But the lady cop that mistaken the 9mm Glock for a taser, I don't even know where to go with that.
Where do you start? How do you defend police in this?
No, she should be. And she resigned, and the police chief resigned as well. I'm not sure what that was about. I mean, probably getting the hell out of there for all hell broke loose. But you know. I don't know the situation. It could have been something just in the heat of the moment. She was a 26-year veteran on the force.
Yeah, so I mean, this wasn't,
I would
first,
think
this
by
wasn't
now,
her first rodeo.
Yeah, I would think by now she has been in, you know, high-pressure situations that she would know the difference between a taser and a gun.
Yeah.
Now, like me and you were talking earlier this week, if, you know, I was saying if you had a certain type of way you've always wore your gun and you've always wore your taser, and then all of a sudden you get a new uniform belt or something and it kind of switches things up, your muscle memory will reach for, you know, that side, even though you put it on a different side or whatever. So I don't know if that was the case. I don't know what's going on with that, other than that was, I think, to me, I really think that was just a straight up accident, but a blunder.
Yeah, and you know, you can't really in this climate, you can't really be making accidents like that.
You can't make no mistakes. They're ready to pounce at a moment's notice, yeah. Dude. They've got operators standing by.
Yeah.
You know, waiting for somebody to say, this cop just did this, this cop just did that. But now, you know, what's happening is, and this goes back to the first story, is there is an atmosphere being built that don't trust the cop, don't listen to the cop. Don't get out, you know, don't give him your license, you know. And I think that is the absolute disaster waiting to happen. If you do not respect that police officer, I don't give a shit what he's done. It ain't worth whatever your pride may be. Get your ass out of that damn car and do what he says.
Yeah.
You fight his ass in court. Fight it, you know, the right way. If he's doing you wrong,
you know.
But we know you're resisting arrest, because you got a warrant. You don't want to go back to jail.
You're talking like you're speaking to these people. These degenerates aren't listening to the fucking podcast.
Oh, I know.
You know,
because that's why they're not going to comply, because they know they're going back to jail.
Yeah.
They know they have those warrants out for them. So, I mean, but it's given this rhetoric that the leadership in Washington has given them, is giving them a excuse. Not only do I have a warrant, but now I can act all badass, and if somebody's videotaping it, I might get out scot-free. Now, you might get killed, though.
Well, yeah, they're all ending up fucking dead.
Yeah.
So
I mean, whatever it is, you know, I mean, some of these guys that are not compliant are only have warrants for, like, possession of, you know, marijuana at the time or something.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you know, is it worth fucking dying for because it's a white cop? But I haven't seen many videos of a black cop doing that either.
Well, we got to be careful with those lines. We got to be careful with those lines, you know.
Well, I mean, there's just as many African-American cops than there is white cops. What happens when a black cop pulls over a black suspect?
I don't know about that. I don't know that there's as many black cops as there are white cops.
But there's maybe not in our state, but I'm sure New York City, you know, or the big cities, you know. What I'm asking is how does the suspect or subject in the being pulled over act if it was reversed like that, or is it just against cops in general?
I think they would be called an Uncle Tom and shot if given the opportunity.
Well, but I think it's just cops in general. I don't think it matters what color it is.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's just anti-cop. It's not a movement for a race of any kind. It's just anti-cop because it's a masquerade for, hey, I get to break more. I get to stay out of jail and continue my life of, you know, crime. But masquerade behind a movement is what I feel like.
Yeah.
Just like the opportunists that when we're rioting and peaceful protesting, I'm getting a new Xbox, you know, or a new plasma TV or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever they steal out of it. I mean, they fucking burned, rioted and looted a fucking Dollar Tree. What the fuck did you get out of a Dollar Tree? You know what I'm saying? What did you get out of a fucking Dollar Tree? A fucking lifetime supply of Get Well Soon bags? Or happy birthday gift bags? What the fuck are you getting out of a Dollar Tree?
Hey, man, I got all the toy dinosaurs, bro. This shit's the shit, bro.
If you're going to fucking loot, I mean, dude, go to the fucking Foot Locker. Well, not the fucking Dollar Tree.
They went to the GameStop. You remember that?
The motherfuckers already packed up, bro. They were all empty boxes at that point anyway. It was just empty boxes on the shelves.
Yeah.
So all the DVDs were already still locked up. I mean, you can't just go steal off the shelf, dude. They got that shit.
I don't think there's a DVD inside of a GameStop at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the CD part of it, because they don't keep them in the case. Well, I don't know what they do now, because are they even open anymore?
What, GameStop?
Yeah. Well, don't they keep the CD outside behind the counter and then they put it in afterwards? Yeah. So, you know, you got to know where that shit is. So you just go
in. Well, they're all in drawers. Fucking... They're easy to. Maybe it's just because I've been into a GameStop a lot, but I know exactly where I would fucking go in a GameStop.
But if you did and you just went in there and started snatch the shit off the shelf and get home and ain't a goddamn game and none of them, that would be funny as fuck to me. Yeah, dude, I'm going to be rich. Oh, man.
Hey, man, this shit was supposed to have Call of Duty in it.
Bro, this was reparations. You know? So, sorry about that. Other than that, you know, I mean, we joke about it, but you know, that shit's getting serious, dude. And if you, what do you think is going to happen? Okay, here's my segue to it. What do you think is going to happen if all the cops say, you know what, fuck this, it ain't worth it? What are you going to do, Jake?
Or we go to Deadwood.
What's
times.
Next? What's next on Biden's agenda right now? What's on the docket?
Well, he did. I'm sure you're referencing something specifically, but he did just raise the cap for immigration admissions.
Okay. Well, that would be an element. But what's next on the docket? What have you been talking about?
Defunding the police.
Gun control.
Gun control.
After you defund the police. Going. After you defund the police, and then the police say, fuck you, this ain't worth it, then they want to take your guns away because we don't need them. Now there's no guns to protect your family. Now there's no police to call to help protect your family. So what do? You have a boating accident, and you lose them guns. You lose them guns. But, you know, it's what it is, but, you know, and that may not be tomorrow, and it may not be next year. But if they keep on, this shit's gonna escalate. It's gonna escalate very quickly, very dangerously.
Yeah.
If something don't get done.
DeSantis. So,
I mean, I really feel that. Yeah, I really feel that. But anyway, that's my opening story. So, fuck off. You know, your turn.
Do you want to talk about this fucking referee? If you want to. I don't know where you plan on going with the intensity of the show.
I tried to zoom in on it because it looked like that motherfucker was just made out of paper mache. Because I don't know if the video glitched right when he started slinging him. It looked like he broke in half almost to me. But I know he hit that gymnasium floor with the power of God because that mug was slingshotted into that floor. I didn't hear anything, but the video I watched, there was some douchebag, you know, streaming it. You know what I'm saying?
So,
did you see that one?
Yeah, yeah.
Or did you actually hear? Okay, so I don't know. It looked like the ref said something, and then all the team was going to leave.
So for some context, for some context of the story, the first ever interesting thing happened in women's basketball.
Yeah, they're on the map.
Finally.
They quit.
I guess there was a dispute between the referee and one of the team's coaches where I guess, you know, they were claiming it was a bad call or whatever, and the team goes to leave. Well, the referee is, as they're leaving, the referee is still arguing with the coach. And at that time, somebody has a camera shoved in the fucking face of the referee.
Yeah.
And I mean, he smacks the fucking camera right out of the guy's hand. Bruh, yeah. He came back, bop, smacked that motherfucker right in the face with his fist.
Well, then I saw it looked like a player.
Yeah, yeah.
Come and try to do a run and a jump attack, you know, XXY, and missed him, and then he's like backpedaling, and then all of a sudden I see the neon shirt again. And, bruh, it was altitude.
He came up to him, wrapped his fucking arms around his waist and just slung him right to the ground.
But, see, it looked like the ref was starting to fall. Like, it looked like the guy went low and got him low.
Mm-hmm.
And so the ref's starting to fall a little bit or lose his balance, and then all of a sudden slingshots the opposite direction that guy was falling. Dude, I was like, dude, that guy needs some milk, bro. He's going to feel that shit. But, you know, what was weird was underneath that video, there was a headline that said announcer or caught using a racial slur. And it was a totally different video.
Yeah, that's another one.
This is not a racial thing. It's just a, you know, parents going wild at a high school basketball game.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, I don't even have to see Mortal Kombat now.
Look, it looked to me like that guy with the camera was trying to just be a dick.
Oh, he was probably instigating some shit.
And the guy, referee, lost his composure, slapped his phone, and that guy came back with a mega hand, and slapped the stripes straight, on his uniform.
Yeah.
So,
it was awesome though. That was
I would love to know why the whole team was packing up and leaving though. I've never seen that.
I guess the ref was calling the wrong call, and they were arguing with the coach, and the coach was like, you know what, fuck you guys, let's leave, let's go. We didn't get our way.
So the coach lost his cool first, maybe? Or
yeah, oh yeah. Well, okay. Lost her cool. Okay. Lost her cool.
Well, they all lost their cool, but the coach may have lost his consciousness. Yeah. I mean, the ref may have lost consciousness. So.
Just like a woman, things got heated in an argument, and they just left, and they packed up and left. Shout out to my ex-wife.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
If she's one of our viewers, we just lost one.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck you, by the way, if you're watching.
That was a crazy video, though. But, I mean, then I saw another one where it was just the announcer, and I guess they were doing the national anthem, and the other, one of the teams was kneeling. And I didn't hear no racial slur. He was just saying, I hope they lose for that shit, or something like that.
Yeah. But,
I mean, it's basketball. I don't care.
Who gives a fuck?
That's one of my least favorite sports. I'd rather watch fucking curling than fucking basketball. I mean, I really would. It's just fucking flop after flop now. I used to love to watch basketball, but I cannot stomach it anymore because it's just, I have never seen a 6'8" man get just fucking blasted off his feet from a little shoulder rub. Soccer's the same way.
Well,
Now they're
allowing 6'8" men in women's basketball, so.
Well, yeah, because they identify that as that. Yeah. But,
welcome to the world we live in.
That's a different story. But anyway, so my big story for this week's podcast, which I've already started on it. Our video, I think our video got suppressed last week.
Yeah, I mean.
I really do.
I tried to play reasonable. I tried to play logical, but it doesn't make sense. Especially when you see the past month of our other videos, when you see the history
we have
on
enough
that.
Up there, we have enough up there to see a trend.
Yeah.
So to see such a dramatic drop,
Yeah.
There's no question in my mind. Maybe we won't fucking noodle. What is that? Teriyaki noodles or something? That looks good. Oh. Anyway, so there's not a doubt in my mind that something happened to our video. I don't know what they would label it as. You know what I mean? But fucking yesterday's chicken's what you're eating. Shit looks good, though. Hey, man. Had a good dinner tonight, too, but...
You had a really good lunch today as well.
Nah, let's move on.
No.
See, I told my wife, I said, I guarantee you, Jace's going to bring up this fucking Logan's. I'll call him out. Fuck him. I'll say it. You want to go there, Jake?
Yeah.
Let's go there. So... I've got to get to this story, but I'll tell the Logan story, but I want to tell this other story, okay? Mm-hmm. I worked on it. Okay, so anyway, my kids, we got a gift card at Christmas for Logan's. About, I don't know, $100, whatever. Don't matter. So they begged me, because I don't like going places. I have the curse of whatever God that does, restaurants and public outings. I had the curse, okay? So, they talked me into going. I'm warning them this whole time, this is not a good idea. I do not have a good history going out to eat. So, we get there, and, it starts out fine. We have to wait a little bit, and you can't wait inside because of the fucking executive order of the governor. So we had to wait outside just like fucking hobos. And so me and my kids are just playing games on our phone together. You know, we play Crazy Eights or something like that through text message. Or, you know, it's kind of fun. So we're going in. We finally get our seat. We're sitting down. And I don't know what's wrong with this lady, but just off the just right out of the gate, something's, I just know this is going to shit. She takes her drink orders, comes back. She forgets which one's the Coke and which one's the Diet Coke, so she does it again. While she's standing there, we're all looking around for the straws, and I finally say, "Do you got any straws?" And she looks surprised when she finds some in her apron. I don't know what was wrong with this chick. Either she was high or she just landed in America and has no idea what's going on. So I ordered a steak from, I don't know why this fucking ad just popped. It scared the shit out of me. But I ordered a steak, a New York strip, medium rare. I always get the same thing every time I go to a steak place. New York strip, medium rare. It comes back as Jack Link's jerky with the medium rare stick upside down, jabbed in it like it hurt somebody's feelings when they went out the door with it. My daughter ordered a cheeseburger plain. Okay, let me ask you this, Jake. Okay, I'm gonna order it. Now, see, I know you're tainted now, but with the information that you have. But if I said, let me get a cheeseburger plain, what would you give me?
Honestly, what I would give you is I would give you a burger, cheese, bun, and that's it.
That's exactly what we want. Because that's exactly what we said. A cheeseburger plain. Not a cheeseburger without ketchup, but maybe some mustard, maybe, you know, it's just a cheeseburger. She gets a bun 5 times bigger than the hockey puck that they called a burger because there was no cheese on it. That's why they gave my daughter was a burger with no cheese. No ketchup for the fries. I got fries also, no ketchup. I also got a steak, no sauce. There's no sauce. And we can't find her at this point. My oldest son is dying of thirst of water, but I've got 2 full-size cups of Coke over here because she's messed up so many times. She don't know what to do with all these Coke glasses. So to make a long, stupid, embarrassing story short, the manager comes. I also ordered a sweet potato and it didn't come the same. All right. Food etiquette. Do you bring out half a meal? Or do you wait till the whole meal is ready and bring out the whole meal?
Well, I mean, it depends, but usually, you know, you bring out the full meal.
Okay.
But now, hold on, let's rewind to the drinks, though.
Okay. So, this was awkward, okay? This was weird, because I've never been in a situation where I felt like we were having a hostage negotiation for I will give you this bag of money for that drink that you're holding. Okay, so when I would reach, okay, so let's say she's got this drink right here, okay? And she reaches, she's, say, here's your Coke. Okay, so I start to reach for it. But then she does this. She pulls back on it and just stands there and doesn't sit it on a table. Dude. I mean, it was weird. I'm like, and this was every time she had a drink in her hand. It didn't matter if it was water, tea, Diet Coke, regular Coke. She didn't know what to do with her hands. She liked Ricky Bobby in a when he was having a, you know, this number. I don't know what to do with these hands, you know. I'm like, sit the fucking drink on the table. This is what I'm thinking. Just sit it on the table. I'll find out which one is mine and which one is my wife's. I mean, I can taste it. I can usually smell the difference between regular Coke and Diet Coke. You know what I'm saying? There's a different smell. But she was like 2 drinks in her hand like this and just keep, and I reach for it and she pulled back and then I'd reach for it again. I'm like, what the fuck is this? What are we doing here? Okay? And then my food comes out. The fucking steak is well done. I mean, well done. It is dead. The only thing left for this steak to do is to go to the garbage can. That's it. It looked like it got microwaved and reheated. I don't know. I swear it looked like that. So my daughter didn't get her food right. My wife didn't get cheese and croutons on her Caesar salad or whatever. My son can't get no water. Alex, however, was okay, but she, you see this right here? This is a notepad. You see, you know, like a regular composition book, okay? Now, you know the little ones that you can get, like a pocket size? That's what she's writing her order on. It's like, you know, maybe you can get one order on one little sheet of paper. So she's flipping through papers to try to remember, did he order a salad? Or did he forget to give me another side? So she ends up giving us an extra salad because she's got, she don't have a real ticket, but when you take the, you know, ticket book, you know, it's a pretty good size one. You got room for all the add-ons and do's and don'ts, you know, appetizers, whatever. So she gets that wrong. So we got an extra salad, but my son's still choking over there for water. I mean, he's like, he's almost to the point where he would drink Dasani, you know? I will take some Dasani water at this point.
What's wrong with Dasani?
I mean, you know, it's shit water, basically. So, but this happens all the time. And I beg my family, y'all know this is going to happen, right? Please don't make me go. But I feel bad not going and being out in public, you know. I'm one of those guys that did not get affected at all from the lockdown, other than my kids not having being able to go to school. It was just another Tuesday for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I enjoy staying at my house where my shit is. I don't give a shit about public. I didn't miss a damn thing. Okay? I enjoyed it. Okay? Now, the kids being out of school, that sucked. But I did not miss it at all. I mean, I had no problems. But, so let me get back to the story. So then the manager comes by and hands me this gigantic, it's the size of a dodgeball, sweet potato, huge. And he reaches over my two sons on the other side of the table. He reaches over there, over them to hand me the sweet potato instead of, once again, etiquette question, do you reach over to other people eating to hand me some? Or do you walk around the table and get next to me and slightly put it and lay it, set it on the table?
Just walk around the
table. I can take it. You'll walk around the fucking table. I mean, you don't reach, and this is the manager doing this shit. So I drop it. Accidentally. Okay? That's what I'm sticking to. That's what I've told everybody, and I can't go back now. So I accidentally drop it because I have butter on my hands. I really did accidentally drop it, but it worked out perfectly. Okay? It was a happy accident. Because when that motherfucking sweet potato fell on that damn table, it made a clattering clank. And the plate lands right on another plate, and it makes the most noise it could. And then the dude looks at me like, whoa. Is everything okay? No. No, it's not okay. No, it's not okay. I've had this steak on this plate for 10 fucking minutes. What do you mean is everything okay? And then you bring out this big-ass fucking dodgeball as a sweet potato with butter on it, and I'm supposed to just say, fuck yeah, it's great, man. I like eating shit. I like eating the steak without steak sauce. I like a medium rare that looks like beef jerky. I do. I love that. How did you know? Fucking shit. I was pissed, dude. I was done. So he does that. My family's just looking at me like, Dad, I can't, you know. And I get it. I was embarrassing them. I get it. But this happens all the time, dude. It's not a single event. This is not my first Karen trip, okay? No. It's not my first time pulling out the Karen. I mean, I get it, but, you know, it happens all the time. It's the simplest things. Hey, let me get a glass of water. What's water? I don't know what water is. Because my son waited 30 minutes for a glass of water. His ice was melting faster than that bitch was coming back to check on us. So, I mean, so I dropped the sweet potato. He looks at me like, oh, is everything okay? And I'm like, no. My wife stands up, kind of proud. She stood up like, no, not everything's okay. Because nothing's okay. There's only three things out of the 100 things we asked for, or whatever, is wrong, okay? All of it's wrong. Everything's wrong. Everything. So he's like, well, okay, this meal's on me, guys. You know, don't worry about it. Not really apologize. Go fuck yourself. You know, all that. You know, all that good shit. And I'm like, all right. So he's like, do you want to send this back? We can fix this for you. I said, no, the damage has been done. I have already showed my ass. Therefore, that steak will not be edible when it returns, whether it looks good or not. I'm not touching that steak with nothing. So you don't break that rule. That's a rule you just don't break. You go show your ass at a restaurant, you're going home hungry, or you're going home with somebody else's DNA in you. So just know that. So I don't order nothing else. I don't fix an order. I'm just sitting there looking at this sad-looking, mutilated New York strip 12-ounce steak that could have been so beautiful. It could have been so fucking good. Because I finally got up the courage to go get dressed, go out to eat with the fam, and then I just... So I leave. I go outside. I'm sitting in the car smoking a cigarette waiting for them to finish eating because I don't want to embarrass them anymore.
Family's still eating.
Yes, I figured the best thing I could do was just get out of there and let them finish eating in peace. So, you know, my biggest fear was the waitress coming back. And, dude, my son said, maybe she's new. I think she was stoned out of her mind.
Sounds like it.
She did not have the... Joe Biden could have done a better job of taking my order. That's what I'm telling you. He wouldn't have got as much wrong as she did. He wouldn't have been saying, come on, man. You know, I know what water is. Hell yeah, man. Come on, man. You want a steak? Hell yeah, man. He would have done a better job than she did. I think she was stoned out of her fucking mind. So, anyway, that's the story. And that happened today, by the way. Today. And then you want me to do this podcast, but anyway. All right, what you got? I just told you everything on that. Is that enough for you? You want me to go deeper?
I thought so.
I thought that would do the trick. What you got for me?
I have a case of a missing animal.
Okay. I didn't see anything about that, so this is going to be good.
Oh, you wouldn't. I had to dig deep for this story.
Oh, yeah?
So, Coke,
by the way.
Huh?
I'm drinking some Coke.
What's happening to you? All right, so there was this headless beast in Poland.
What?
There was this monster that was stuck in a tree.
You had to go all the way to fucking Poland to get a story this week.
Yeah.
All this shit happened in America. We got to go to Poland to get a story. All right, go ahead. All right. It's funny.
So, there was a monster in a tree, and this monster was terrorizing the neighborhood.
Okay.
Right?
And all right, this is a real story now, right?
Real fucking...
Okay.
I might look like a liar. All right.
But I'm a liar. I'm not.
I'm like a liar, but I'm not lying to you.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was this monster.
You know who we're talking about, too, Bubba.
Oh, you're listening? You know we're talking about you, bro.
Because you don't lie, but when you do, you don't lie.
You don't lie. I might look like a liar. I might sound like a liar, but I ain't going to lie to you.
If you want it, let me help you out. You got 3 weeks off if you want it. So,
so there was a monster in a tree terrorizing a neighborhood in Poland. And people
a
were,
monster in a tree terrorizing a neighborhood in Poland. Huh?
A headless monster.
Oh, a headless monster. Okay.
Yeah. And so, like, people weren't opening up their windows. People were scared to go around this tree. This was a real fucking thing, dude. People were fucking frightened. This was causing an epidemic.
Okay.
And,
While we're in an epidemic. My goodness.
Yeah. And they called animal control and explained the situation.
And they're like, fuck me, bro. Yeah. No way. If I was animal control, I'd Dog, I only get paid $12.50 now,
like,
bro.
People are saying people are saying it looks like a baby dragon.
No shit.
Yeah. Well,
do you have a picture of it that you're going to put up here for us later on?
Sure.
Or is this
sure.
one of those Sasquatch pictures where it looks like a dude just got a hairy back?
I can post a picture.
Okay.
But so animal control gets over there, right? They climb up the tree to go retrieve this headless monster to find out it's a croissant. It's a croissant. It's a croissant.
A regular size croissant?
A croissant.
Edible croissant.
The Pillsbury Doughboy's freaking these bitches out, bro.
What are you talking about? Yeah. No way that many people called animal control because a fucking bakery got rogue.
It's a real story. There's a real picture. I got it. I got the fucking picture right here. The picture's right fucking here.
I'm lost. I'm in the deep grass right here, bro.
Yeah.
A pastry?
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was a different word for, you know, a werewolf or something. I swear to God, dude. Terrorized the whole neighborhood, and all they had to do was wait for it to rain, and it would have probably dissolved.
Yeah.
You know. That's weird. It made national news? Well, you had to go digging. Okay, so you got... how do I see this while we're doing this? Can I do that?
Yeah, you should be able to.
Fuck! That looks like a regular croissant to me. I mean, it's not... it doesn't look like a crescent like most of them, you know. Who the fuck's smoking over there, bro? What are they? What's in that fucking water?
Legalizing marijuana over
there.
That's
crazy. Is that where you're going with it? They legalize marijuana? Well, I mean, who found the mystery? Who solved the mystery, though?
Animal control.
Was it animal control?
Yeah.
He's like, these motherfuckers called us out here for a fucking croissant.
Let's see.
But how did that many people see that from inside their house?
I don't know. Well, they saw it from the street as well.
Is it regular size?
Yeah. It looks like a pretty big croissant.
And this is where?
Poland.
Poland? Oh, jeez. I don't even... okay, I don't even know what to say to that, because that sounds so fucking stupid.
It is.
That's like me calling the cops on Krispy Kreme donut that rolled out, you know, in my truck or something. I don't get it. That's weird.
Yeah, it's very
weird. What you got in your hand, Jake?
It's not food.
Something.
I'm hoping all right, so I got the article here. So the inspector put a quote on the story.
Oh, shit.
Inspector! It is difficult to help something that has been previously baked. He was almost moving. He was getting ready to invade. He was beginning to resemble a dragon child.
You're fucking shitting me, dude. This is not a real story.
Dude, I swear to fucking God. Dude, I swear to fucking God.
There's no way that's a real story. There's no way that's a real story.
Yeah.
It can't be, dude. And if it is, it's the best story I've ever heard.
Dude,
that's amazing.
This is much better than fucking Logan's.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck Logan.
Yeah, that's coincidental. You just fucking cut out right then and there.
So did you. So, but no, you can't have. Can you hear me now? Everything's good.
Yeah, we're all good. Yeah.
So you can't have peanuts there no more because of COVID.
Is that for real?
I mean, yeah, that's for real. You can't. I mean, to me, that was the atmosphere of that place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to eat peanuts. You get to throw them on the floor. It was fun. But now you can't even. You can't have peanuts. You can't sit on the benches out there to wait.
Oh, at Logan's. I thought you were talking about Poland. Like, are fucking peanuts banned in Poland?
Well, they're probably going to ban croissants here in a minute. So, all right.
I apologize for the audio if it can be picked up, but it's fucking hot in here.
No, I told you I never heard it, bro. But anyway, I want to get to this story because this is when, you know, I'm just going to tie these together real quick, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
First one, our video got suppressed last week, right? So did DeSantis in Florida's video, the roundtable they had. Got actually not necessarily suppressed, but completely taken down.
Yeah.
And there was Harvard medical professors on that roundtable. You know, they were professional people, you know, giving their professional opinion. But evidently, this certain social platform knew better. Whoever the pimple-faced white motherfucker that decides whether you get to stay or go was smarter than this professor in medical science. But I digress. So we also got that being blocked or taken down. Doctor videos stressing to everybody that there might be actually something wrong with some of these vaccines. We have some cases of blood clotting, and we've actually had some people die, get suppressed, or get taken down. These are doctors, okay? In their medical profession, giving their professional opinion, their expertise on this matter. But does it matter that if it's right or wrong, who are you, social media, to say that that's wrong or right? Who are you to deny other people that fucking information? Who are you to say that? Okay? And so you got that going on. We have, I don't know how many, I haven't heard in a while, but then we had at one time 6 people with this issue with the vaccine, right? These women with blood clots, okay? So you got that. And then I hear, and it just came to me. Do you hear the story last week where they're trying to now make it to where you can sue gun owners, gun shops, right? For if they sell a gun to somebody and they use that gun to murder somebody, that gun shop owner could now be sued, okay? So here is my thing.
I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't know that that was a... I thought they're trying to make it a thing.
They are trying to make it a thing. It's not a thing yet, okay. But they're trying to make that a thing. Sorry if I didn't clarify. My bad. So, that's out there. So, here's my question. If you're going to consider yourself all the facts and all the truth, did you mislead people by blocking and suppressing videos of advice and a warning to people that were about to take a vaccine? Did you do that, social media? Did you block information that could have been helpful to somebody that may have not needed to get this vaccine because they already have a blood issue? Did you do that, social media? Was that you? If so, then let's take the gun law that you're trying to pass that the gun owner can be sued, and I would like to put it to where social media can be sued for blocking information, okay? Let's do that, social media, so maybe next time you'll keep your happy ass a little bit quieter and let these fuckers talk what they want to say and say what they want to say, and you say the fuck out of it, okay? Just say the fuck out of it, because nobody gave you the truth meter. You understand what I'm saying? You're not the truth. You just are a platform, and nobody gives a fuck what you say. Let us do what we want to do. If you don't like it, then don't fucking watch it. Quit making things. Everybody is too fucking stupid to know that we are joking about some things and some things we're not. If they can't figure that out, then they don't even need to be watching fucking YouTube. Okay? So let's leave that shit to the professionals, because you are not the professional. You do not say what's truth. And if you denied people information that could have saved their lives and they ended up taking that vaccine and got blood clots because you suppressed those doctors' videos, then you should be held liable for criminal negligence. So if you want to go that route that a gun owner can get sued for a gun killing somebody, then so should you. And that was my story that I've been suppressing all fucking week. Don't fucking suppress people just because you don't like their views or you don't believe in what they believe in. But that don't give you the right to suppress somebody or to completely take them down. And it sure don't give you the right to mislead people or stifle information that could save lives just because it doesn't fit the agenda of your administration at the moment. Okay? So that's where I wanted to go with that. Let's keep things level. Let's keep things balanced. Let's have different views. Let's have debates. But let's leave the truth up to the professionals. And I'm sorry, you social media, YouTube, all y'all, you're not the professionals on truth. And that's all I have to say about that. Would you like to weigh in, Jake?
Nah, I mean, there's nothing to weigh in on. You pretty much fucking hit the nail on the head. Every single one of them.
I mean, it pissed me off. I mean, you know, you don't think about it when it's not happening to you because it's hard to understand. Okay? It's like, and I'll say this for real. It's like a white person saying to a black person they understand racism. You don't. Okay? It's real true racism. Okay? You don't understand it. So it's hard for someone to understand what it feels like to have your rights taken from you. If you don't feel like you have, you know what I'm saying? But when we got suppressed last week, it pissed me off. I was mad.
Yeah.
I was angry because I have never felt that before. You know what I'm saying? I've never had that happen to me before in a way that it did last week. And then I'm hearing that you want to make it illegal to sue a gun owner because they sold a gun. Here's the brainstorm of the century. These people had to pass a background check that is done by the federal government. So if the federal government claims that they are capable and okay to buy a gun, then that puts it on the federal government that said okay, not the gun owner, not the gun shop owner. That's the federal government. They passed the background check. If that was the case, then that gun shop owner could be held breaking the law by discrimination. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But not say, okay, it's good. You passed your background. Unless there's obvious red flags, the dude's, you know, obviously, then the gun owner probably called the cops already anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. You kind of froze up on me. Are we still good?
No, we're still good. We're still good.
Okay. But that's where I wanted to go with it. I told you it was going to be a little heated this episode.
Oh, yeah.
I think it needed to be said. If it happens this week, it happens this week. But if some people see this, I hope that they agree with me on it. I mean,
well, like I said, I'm going to go back to just naming our episodes.
This episode next or whatever. Yeah.
And see so if maybe we have we'll a be fine this that. Week. Maybe we will. Maybe we will.
We do want to thank the people that did get to see the video and watched it. It, you know, like I said, we're very new. We don't have that many. So every view we get, it's a big deal. So when we get suppressed already, as little as we are already getting suppressed, it pisses me off because they're keeping us from even getting started.
When we get 100 up, and we're getting 100 views in just a couple days, you know.
Yeah.
When it's taken us an entire week to get 34 views on this episode.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's obvious something happened, and I didn't want to make the whole podcast about that, but, you know, I felt like it needed to be said. I want y'all to know, and I won't bring it back up, but I want the people that do watch us to know how I felt about it.
Yeah.
You know?
And if you don't have, if you're not subscribed to us and you want to continue seeing these videos, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. You know, if you got something you want to chime in on, leave a comment, or you can send us an email of any stories or anything like that to grumpyelephants@gmail.com. And we just now got on Instagram as well. What's the Instagram handle?
It's two grumpy elephants, you know, just like the podcast.
At two grumpy elephants.
At two grumpy elephants. We'll start doing posts up there this week, coming week.
Are we on Twitter yet?
I haven't done the Twitter yet because I want to kind of get one of them going first so the other one doesn't have to lag. You know what I'm saying? If we can get that one going. We'll post little things up there, you know, maybe some headline news, comments or whatever. No, just be looking out for it. If you want to follow us on Instagram, that'd be great. Just, you know, at Two Grumpy Outfits. So, you know, I mean, like I said, you know, we have a good time. We're not fucking news anchors, you know. We're just talking, and two guys just talking. So, I mean, why are we getting suppressed? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's bullshit. So that's all I was saying about that. I know it's hard to hear, and it's hard to understand if it's not happening to you. But trust me, you're not going to like it if it does. So if we don't speak up against it, then they're going to think they're okay with getting away with it. But I mean, I really feel like if you're going to consider yourself the truth detector, then you should be held accountable. If what I'm saying is, if they, you know, suppressed information that could have saved that lady's life from taking that vaccine, you know what I'm saying? Why would they not be held liable for that or accountable for that?
Yeah,
if they're the ones that said, that's misinformation. But that was a medical expert that was saying that. Well, why did you say it was misinformation? And why would you even go there? Why would you even put your... I don't even know. See, that's what I don't understand, why any of these social platforms would even go to that route. Because you're opening a Pandora's box when you do that. You know what I'm saying? It should just be, you know, of course, we don't want this bullying, just all kinds of crazy shit. But, you know, let people say what they want to say. And it's up to the viewer whether or not they want to keep watching it. No, it shouldn't be up to YouTube. You know, make it fair for everybody is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I'm saying. And I know this is a crazy subject, but it ties in with, I mean, if they're suppressing governors, they're suppressing doctors, professors of a profession that they know what the fuck they're talking about in. You know what I'm saying? And then that'll go for anybody that challenges their agenda. You know, and why? Why would what we said be against YouTube's policy? Unless they're in bed with a certain political party.
Yeah.
Okay? Nothing we did, nothing that we said or did was in violation of YouTube rules. Nothing. We're not allowed to crack a joke on Biden without getting suppressed.
No.
We're not allowed to speak our opinion on a story that everybody else is talking about. You know, that's the equivalent of I don't want to play no more. I'm taking my ball and going home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So fuck that. You know, but we're not stopping. We're going to keep making these videos. We're going to keep doing these podcasts every week. So fuck off. You know?
Heard it here first.
That's right. Hashtag woke wash.
Make it trend. Yeah. All right, everybody. Don't forget to...
grumped, fuckers.
What?
You just got grumped.
Yeah, you just got grumped. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the video. Share it with your friends. And, you know, leave us a comment at Two Grumpy Elephants on Instagram. twogrumpyelephants@gmail.com for our email. And I think that's about it for this week.
Peace.
Later.
Later.